Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey!
Hi! Happy Wednesday!
Is that it? That's all it is?
Dude, you say this every day. Why? Life is not that bad.
Well,
you act like it's like you got to get to Friday. What do you do on the weekend?
Yeah, I do. I look forward to the weekend. It's my time. So,
does someone have a dog in there?
I don't know what's going on.
Booker, is there a dog in
your
lap?
No dog here. No.
Oh, I have dogs. I have dogs up here because I've lost control of my household and I couldn't get them to stay outside today. And I pulled my back almost trying to drag one of the dogs, but she wouldn't go. So I gave up and I said, fine, come upstairs.
I'm glad you said that.
I had no other option.
Or one of us was wearing a collar and scratching behind their ear.
Oh, yeah. One of them's sleeping.
What if she starts barking in the middle of us talking?
Well, they don't bark. Instead, you would hear them whining and crying outside would be a louder noise.
Oh,
now
okay.
They're content, very excited.
That'd be funny, actually, if they started barking out of nowhere and we didn't know. It's like kids like walking out on their Zoom, like on their parents' Zoom like meetings and stuff like that, you know?
Believe me, I already had a breakdown this morning. My husband's gone. The dog doesn't listen to me. And I about lost it. I about broke my back trying to get her into her like little kennel that she stays in for the day. And I had to get down on the floor and like do heavy breathing and like stretching because I've lost control.
Wait, you guys both are
sorry.
You are both in the home all day long and you still kennel your dog?
No. One of them in the morning one of them, Creole, has to go in a kennel because she has beef with Brownie next door. And if she's not in the kennel, she and Brownie go at it all day starting at 5 o'clock in the morning.
The neighbor's dog.
The neighbor's dog, Brownie. And then there's another dog to the left of us too that she also has a beef with. And when my husband's not home, if I let her roam around the house, she'll dig into every trash can. So it's a huge kennel. Like she can run in it. It's ginormous.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So it's not like, it's like a luxury hotel.
And this is why I don't have dogs.
That's more than you wanted to know.
I don't need all that drama in my life.
That was more than you needed to know, but
no,
that is
I'm
why.
Glad I wrote it down.
Not my choice.
Never to adopt a dog.
I have a 14-year-old Chihuahua that sleeps 18 hours a day and doesn't make a peep.
Bro, that is the life right there.
It's a life.
I just want to say the dogs have been with me all week. That was the first time you've heard them.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I know. I've seen them all. Yeah, I've seen him roaming around.
Are you are they floating? Because her Zoom camera's like up in the air, or like aiming up.
Every once in a while, you'll see the tip of a tail.
But your 14-year-old dog is much better than my dog's.
It's in his lap. You can't hear it.
All right. Good morning. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. This is Mix 94.7. And coming up next, what's your jam? We're excited about sharing the things that we recently discovered that we can't wait to tell you about. And that's in 3 minutes on Mix. Y'all, we haven't done this in a while, so I'm very excited because whenever we come up with things that we're super excited to share with you, we do it. You know, like when you come up with a new book or TV show, or I would say movie, but there are no new movies out.
When's the last time you...
Well,
came up with a book.
I'm talking about people in general. There are a lot of times that people are like, oh my God, this new book that I've been reading is awesome. Hello, Oprah has a whole club about it.
Yeah, but you don't like
So does Reese Witherspoon. Come on.
Yeah, get with the Reese Witherspoon. It's way more new school.
Yeah, bro.
I just said it. You make it sound like I'm crazy for saying that people recommend books. I don't, because I don't read, but I know that other people do. Anyway, whenever you are really excited about something, you want to tell everyone, and so do we. We call it, What's Your Jam?
Hey, what's your jam?
Start off with you, Alexander Franco.
Hey, what's your jam?
All right, I know we're in Texas, and I know everyone loves them a Yeti cooler. I'm not talking about, like, the cup cooler. I'm talking about a cooler that you would carry it around with you, put 24 beers in there. Y'all, I found the best cooler from Igloo, old school Igloo, for $6.99. It's called the Recool by Igloo. It's a recycled cooler, guys. It's like a cardboard cooler. I imagine when I put ice and it melts, the thing's gonna fall apart. Google Igloo Recooler 16 quart cooler. It's $6.99.
Bro.
Sarah, I'm going to tell you right now, it is the no pun intended, the coolest cooler I've ever gotten in my life.
This is the most hippie thing I have ever seen you even slightly interested.
I got one at Target and I loved it so much I went back and bought the remaining three.
Can we just address the fact that you call it Igloo? Is that how you say it?
Igloo.
I thought it was Igloo.
I mean, I don't
know. It's Igloo.
Sure. Right?
It's Igloo, but
hey, I also spell racin, R-A-C-I-N. I leave the G off.
So this is like biodegradable, and the lovely man drinking his yerbit mate from it has long blonde dreadlocks and is, you know, barefoot on the beach.
I know,
Sarah, all the things that Alex does.
Y'all, you haven't lived until you had a $6 cooler, and it's so light. Bro, I have a Yeti. And I'm going to tell you right now, with ice and beer, it's the heaviest thing to lug around. This thing is legit.
Hey, what's your jam?
Sarah Osborne.
Hey, what's your jam?
Y'all, Netflix has been killing it lately with the content. They had that Enola Holmes movie about Sherlock Holmes' sister. If you haven't watched it, please do. It's great. And then if you haven't watched Emily in Paris, you might have, because it's been in the top 10 for the past couple weeks. It is so good. It's by the same guy who did Sex and the City, the same guy who did Younger, and it is so good. First episode, not so much. You're like, I don't know if I'm going to like this. And then it just is amazing. And y'all, like, I watched it. My husband was gone, had my little glass of wine. You put your phone away. He is so good, Darren Star, at doing love triangles and leaving a huge cliffhanger. And I just had all the feels. Like, I just was like, I felt like a teenager and I was in love for the first time. And there were like butterflies and all the feelings. And it's so good.
All right.
Hey, what's your jam?
Brad Booker.
Hey, what's your jam?
Y'all gonna make so much fun of me because I am very poignant and well-rounded. But
Are
every
you?
Once in a while, I get down deep into some things that makes you wonder if anything I say has any credibility.
Oh, boy.
But this is one of my favorite shows that I've seen in a really long time. And it's a show that hooked me in about 90 seconds.
Oh.
Can we guess, like, the genre? Like, definitely reality.
Yeah, it's reality.
Definitely, like, about a type of person, like, in a category.
Okay, that's exactly right.
Oh, boy.
Alex, you want to throw in a guess?
No. I mean,
you've
nailed it. You keep on going.
We love to watch a train wreck.
Right.
So I feel like there must be a train wreck.
Yes, all of that is true, but not in this case. I mean, this is a very serious show about a very serious issue, so I don't want you to think for a second that I am making fun or undermining it. I would just say that it's incredibly entertaining to watch this show about a group of deaf students at Gallaudet University. It's called Deaf U, and it is amazing.
I haven't seen that. That's on Netflix. I'll watch it. It's a series.
I know. Yeah, I know exactly, because that response comes from what the hell?
Oh no!
Okay.
No way. I bet it's weird. It sounds awesome.
It's so good. And the reason I like it is it's only 8 episodes long. The entire season is 8 episodes. Each episode is roughly 20 minutes long. You can watch the entire season before lunchtime. It's easy. It's fun. Every episode goes like this. It's so good because you really get invested with the characters. Some are completely deaf. The others come from a speaking world. And then it's like this click within the deaf community of, oh, she isn't deaf enough. You know, it's really interesting.
What made you interested in
it? Yeah, like, that's what I want to
know.
When
you were scrolling through and you were sitting there on a Friday night, you're like, I can't figure out what to watch. What
right.
caught your eye?
The trailer hooked me in a second.
Do you think we would ever have a connection again?
I mean, not going to lie, I don't mind.
He said, don't you think we would ever have a connection again? And she said, oh, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I don't mind sleeping with you. Like, okay, I did okay. not see this
That's
one coming.
Awesome.
Just watch one episode. If you don't like it, no harm, no foul. It's 18 minutes long. You're done.
All right, two shows to watch, yours and Sarah's.
All right, so you got Emily in Paris. You got Deaf You, both on Netflix. And Alex says if you want a good $7 cooler, go with the Igloo.
Recool.
Recool.
Put your drinks in there and watch them shows.
Just text JAM to 51993. We'll send you a link to all those things we just talked about so you don't have to remember again. J-A-M, JAM to 51993. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7 and streaming in the radio.com app. Good morning.
Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Well, I got really sad yesterday when an alert popped up that said, It's Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown will not be broadcast on national television for the first time since its premiere in 1966. Now, before you go saying, you're so stupid, why do you care? Because in this world that we live in right now in 2020, when everything is flipped, turned upside down, and nothing is normal, the one thing that brings us all a little bit of relief is nostalgia. And when it comes to the holidays, we all have those holiday specials that come on TV, whether it's at Marathon on TNT of It's a Wonderful Life or whatever, Christmas Story or whatever it is.
What is that one
they air
with
over
the
and
rifle?
Over again. What's the one where he sticks his tongue to
the
pole?
Yeah.
What is
that called?
The Christmas Story?
Yes.
Christmas Story.
It's on like for 3 days straight.
Or for me, especially with Halloween coming up, It's a Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown is the one I look forward to. And then all those Charlie Brown Christmas specials. You know, we've been watching every single year for our entire lives. And now it ain't happening, at least on broadcast TV.
Where do we watch it?
Apple TV.
Well, heads up, Apple TV for some people are doing like a 3-month special right now. I don't know, it just popped up on my TV. So I'll cancel it after 3 months, but it'll get me through the holidays.
You know, maybe I'm the only one. Maybe I'm on an island here, but that Charlie Brown and all those do nothing for me. Don't they just mumble?
No, that's just the teacher.
Oh.
Everybody else actually speaks English.
Snoopy doesn't speak, though, I don't think.
No, except for Snoopy. He doesn't talk.
And the teacher. Yeah, no, and Woodstock.
You sure can roll deep on Charlie Brown names for not liking it.
Right. I can't name the others, though. I can't. Well, I guess I can name Charlie Brown.
If you're not a subscriber to Apple TV, don't get too upset yet. The Charlie Brown specials will be available to even non-subscribers for free during a limited time window. So you'll be able to watch It's the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown, even if you don't subscribe to Apple TV from October 30th to November 1st.
Try to explain to my mom how to get Apple TV.
It's a very good
point.
It's
not going to happen.
Just listen to this and tell me it doesn't give you the feels, Alex.
It's the Great Pumpkin. He's rising up out of the pumpkin patch.
You're laughing at that?
What happened? Did I faint? What did he leave us? Did he leave us any toys?
I was robbed! I spent the whole night waiting for the Great Pumpkin, but I could have been out for tricks or treats! Halloween is over and I missed it! You blockhead!
Bro.
I know. It's not funny, but it just makes me feel good.
Yeah, and cut to next year when Alex's son Jake, who loves Halloween, decides it's his jam and Alex watches
it
50 times this year.
He won't. Trust me. We'll be watching Ryan's World's Halloween special over and over and over and over again. Shout out Cedar Park!
Hey, hey!
Hey, what's up?
You came in 9th in the best small cities in America list. Now, the key factors that got you there were the affordability, economic health, education and health, quality of life, and safety. But for me, y'all, what got you there is that you're getting a Round Rock Donuts.
Nice.
This is great.
My wife and I were complaining about this last night.
Oh, boy.
She says to me, she saw the story before I did. She said, did you hear that they're opening a new Round Rock Donuts? I'm like, no, but tell me more.
Yeah.
And she's like, in Cedar Park. Now, that's no knock to Cedar Park,
no.
But it's like,
it's awesome.
There's already a location in Round Rock. Why are you going to go right next door?
Know.
Come down south.
Sorry.
I can't believe they haven't done this faster. I mean, it's their second location in after 94 years,
that's
y'all.
Insane, yeah.
It's crazy.
Everybody's got a fastest growing cities in America list, but I just read one, the 2020 fastest growing cities, and at number 6 is Frisco, Texas. It's the highest ranking Texas city. But in number 8 is Round Rock.
Oh, nice.
Partly because of the donuts.
Oh, probably. There's a long enough line around the corner for them every single morning. We are 65 days away from Christmas. 65 days away. And we're going to spend a little less this year. 4 in 10 Americans say they're going to hang on to more of their cash this holiday, which is the biggest drop since the Great Recession. But we're only going to spend 7% less on average. The average household is going to spend $1,387 on Christmas. That includes gifts, decorations, holiday food, plane tickets. And I will say, like, in our house, my husband is looking for a job, and he was like, hey, should we put up Christmas lights this year? And I'm like, hell yeah, we're going to put up Christmas lights this year. Coronavirus may take away a lot of things, but they're not going to take away my holiday cheer.
All right,
anyway,
Sarah, I like that
also,
attitude.
Good. Also, starting next week, you're going to be able to order your Christmas tree from Lowe's, and then they're going to deliver it for free in 2 to 5 days. And
that's,
it sounds like
huge.
A really good solution, but at the same time, I don't know. I don't do Instacart because I don't trust people picking out my avocados.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I trust Lowe's people picking out my Christmas tree. But if it's an option for you, like, it is a great option.
I would advocate for this service, but we have our tradition, and I know my wife will never break from tradition. The day after Thanksgiving, we always go to the Christmas tree farms all around town, and we go as a family. We add a tree, and we bring it home, and that's our thing.
Aww.
So, sorry, Lowe's. You're going to have to wait until she gets tired of doing that. But thank you anyway.
Which will be never, by the way.
Never.
I hope you understand that. Yeah.
You're right. For all these stories, just text TRENDING to 51993. We'll send them to you. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7 and streaming in the always free radio.com app. Y'all, I'm going to ask you a question that I hope you have never, ever thought of before.
Oh,
I'm
going
to put you on the spot, and then I'm going to give you a second to think about it, okay? So here goes. If you were locked up in prison, what would be the one thing, other than your family, of course, that you miss the most? Okay, think about that for a second. The reason I ask this is because, you know, Martha Stewart did 5 months in prison 16 years ago for insider trading.
Wait, was it 16 years ago?
Isn't that insane? Can you believe that?
Wow,
yeah.
Bro.
And Rosie O'Donnell visited her behind bars, and in a new interview, Rosie said that when she saw Martha, she asked what she missed most and expected her to say, my daughter, my dogs. But instead, she said, the flavor of lemon.
Are you serious? Of course she would say that.
And you don't get that in jail?
Well, apparently not, because that's the one thing she missed the most.
No joke.
And in true Rosie style, I don't know if I can even say this.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to bleep it out, but you'll probably get the gist of it.
Okay.
Rosie joked, if I would have known that, I would have shoved one up my...
Ew. Ew.
I just threw up.
That's
She did eventually cover her lemon craving, because she arranged for a Capri lemon tree from Italy to be waiting on Martha's front porch on the day she returned home.
That is ridiculous.
That's some celebrity stuff right there.
I mean, seriously.
Rosie also said that it was surprising that Martha had asked her to come visit, because they weren't really friends. They just knew each other as celebrities, but they had never gone to dinner or hang out. She said, it kind of broke my heart to think of all the people she knew. She had to invite someone she sort of didn't even know to come all the way to Lynchburg, Virginia. I had to get on a plane and go there, but she did it. Think about that for a second.
Yeah.
If you were to get locked up in prison, who in your circle would actually come to visit you? That's a whole nother conversation.
Yeah, it is.
But I think about that and go, man, probably not many people. I mean, I could probably count on one hand the amount of people that I feel strongly would come visit me.
I can honestly only name one friend. I can think of only one friend that would do it. Isn't that sad?
That's really sad.
I don't agree, because I feel like all your friends would want the opportunity to go sit in that thing and talk to you through glass and like put their hand up. And
Sarah,
touch your hand.
Put their hand up. Sarah, that's such a movie scene. Hold the hand and put the hand.
But would they get on a plane and fly to see Alex?
If the jail was in the vicinity of their vacation, they might be like, you know what? Franco's over here. Let's go check it out.
Okay, so back to the original question. If you were locked up in jail, what do you think would be the one thing that you would miss the most?
Cooking. Just being able to walk into a kitchen and like cook an egg.
You can
like
still cook an egg.
Whenever I wanted. In jail?
Yeah.
Oh, you could cook. Yeah. There's that dude on TikTok that like an inmate that he has like his cooking show where he like lights up his the bed where he sleeps on the metal.
How about in a sanitary kitchen? But I would also also miss being able to like go take a shower, like a hot shower.
Alone?
For as long as I want and whenever I want and alone. And then like I blast music and I sing and I put on a little performance. I don't feel like I could do that in jail.
You could sing and dance. I've watched Black is the New Orange or Orange.
Orange is the new black.
Okay, how about this?
It's been so long ago.
I would miss not being able to take a shower without shower shoes, because you know you have to wear shower shoes in prison.
Right. Okay, that's a good one.
Those are good ones.
Other than food, you know, obviously I'd miss like all types of food, but I feel like I would miss watching my own shows, like choosing what show I wanted to watch.
Yeah, like what do you think they watch? Judge Judy all day?
Man, you guys.
Whatever is on the TV.
Y'all are missing the boat here on what you'd miss the most.
What would you miss the most?
My phone.
Oh, the phone.
Holding my phone in my hand. My gateway to everything.
Whoa, could you imagine?
I could do everything on this except taste.
You know what? Not having your phone is like already being in jail.
Seriously. His current record is 1,503 wins with just 125 losses this morning. Sarah and I are rooting for Misty. Misty lives and works in Burnett. She happens to work at Bill's Burgers. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Misty!
Hi.
Misty, Alex, and I are on a never-ending search for the world's best burger. Well, at least Austin's best burgers. Bill, right up there on the list?
Yes. We're actually number 17 on top 100 burgers in Texas.
OMG.
Ooh.
Are you serious?
We are there.
Yes. If you guys ever make a trip to Burnett, come and eat at Bill's Burgers. We're awesome.
Obviously, you don't know us well enough. We will make a trip to Burnett just to get burgers.
Yeah, and we're going to make sure you're working, though.
Yeah.
I'm there every day.
Yeah.
Fantastic. All right. Well, there you go. Ringing endorsement. I'm going to leave the room right now to start dreaming about burgers while Sarah asks you five pop culture trivia questions. She and Alex are going to root you on. Whenever you're finished, I'll be back. Answer the same five. Whoever gets more right wins, okay?
All right.
Oh, man, bird.
Oh, man. All right, Misty. Mr. Brad Booker is out the door. Good luck.
All right.
Okay. Question number one, Kim Kardashian is 40 years old today, and also on Netflix today, you can watch an interview with her on the show My Next Guest Needs No Introduction. Who is the host of My Next Guest Needs No Introduction on Netflix?
I don't know.
Okay. A Legally Blonde virtual cast reunion aired on YouTube yesterday. In the movie Legally Blonde, Elle Woods' dog is named what?
Oh my God, I don't know Reese Witherspoon's dog's name.
Okay, how about this? Kane Brown is 27 years old today. In 2019, he collaborated with what EDM artist that never shows his face because he always has something on it for the song One Thing Right?
Marshmallow.
So no one can agree on the best Hollywood Chris. So over the weekend, a tweet went viral asking for the worst Chris. The choices were Chris Hemsworth, Chris Evans, Chris Pratt, and Chris Pine. Only one of those Chris's has not been in a live-action Marvel film. Can you name which one?
Chris Pine.
And finally, can you name a team currently playing in the World Series?
The Dodgers.
Yeah!
All right. We'll bring him back in.
Booker! If you would have said Tampa Bay, would have had beef. Hey!
Hey!
What's a good word?
She got three right.
Nice!
Three is very good.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, so Kim Kardashian is 40 years old today, mm-hmm. and you can also watch a brand new interview with her on Netflix on the show My Next Guest Needs No Introduction. Who is the host of that show?
David Letterman.
That is correct. Five revelations in the interview, if you want to watch them.
Okay.
They get all about everything. They talk about the tape. They talk about her stepdad, Caitlyn Jenner. They talk about O.J. Simpson, all Dang. The stuff that we always talk about. Yeah.
By the way, Caitlyn Jenner is not her stepdad.
Oh, yeah. Step-mom.
Was her stepdad? Stepmom?
I guess.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wow.
I guess it would be her stepmom.
Yeah. Do you say, my former stepdad?
I don't know. Oh, you got to say it right, though. Whatever that is.
Well, I don't. Okay. I guess I should just say she talks about Caitlyn Jenner.
There you go.
And then I'll have to, yeah.
Her mom's ex.
There you go.
Her mom's ex.
There you go.
Okay. There you go. Yeah. A Legally Blonde virtual cast reunion was on YouTube yesterday. In the movie Elle Woods, has a dog. What is her dog's name?
The Shaggy say it also. Duh.
Well, and I feel like your dog Wesley should be offended because they're probably long-lost cousins. They're probably related because they're the same kind of dog.
Chihuahua.
Bruiser.
Bruiser, yes. Yeah.
Kane Brown is 27 years old today. In 2019, he collaborated with what EDM artist that never shows his face? Yes, one right thing. No one can agree on the best Hollywood Chris. So over the weekend, a tweet went viral asking for the worst Chris. The choices were Chris Hemsworth, Chris Evans, Chris Pratt, and Chris Pine.
I go with Chris Jenner.
Only one of those has not been in a live-action Marvel film. Which one?
Chris Pratt, I think. Yeah, Chris Pratt.
Wrong. Chris Pine.
Oh, wait, Chris Pine was in Star Trek.
Yes, he did voice Spider-Man in the Into the Universe, but that was not a live-action film. That was an animated film. He was a voice.
And Chris Pratt was what?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
I'm getting all the Chris's confused. Mm-hmm. Same with the Ryans. The Chris's and the Ryans confuse me.
Very hard.
Uh-oh.
And finally, for the tire of the loss, but I think you'll get this, name a team in the World Series.
Oh, yeah, the Dodgers and the Rays.
Yeah. Yeah.
3 out of 5.
All right, well, look at that. How about that little tire, Misty?
Good for Misty.
Yeah.
Nice job, Misty.
Yay. Yeah.
Thank you so much for playing.
This is Misty from Burnett, and I can't beat Booker.
Oh,
good try.
Coming up next, it's Miss Connections. Zachary really wants our help in hooking him up with the girl that works at the gym. Only problem is there's a bit of an age discrepancy.
How big?
Well, we're about to find out. Miss Connections, y'all, is on the way. Just minutes on Mix 94.7 and streaming in the radio.com app.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
After that first debate debacle, in an effort to limit interruptions at this Thursday's matchup, the Commission on Presidential Debates said that it will mute the microphones of President Trump and Joe Biden to allow each candidate 2 minutes of uninterrupted time at the start of each segment.
Yeah, good luck with that. If you mute Trump's mic, he'll just run across the stage and yell into Biden's. Wrong. Wrong.
Someone caught your eye? Booker, Alex, and Sarah will track them down. It's time for Miss Connections on Mix 94.7.
Alex and Sarah, let's say hi to
Kevin! What's up?
What's up, guys?
Kevin is recently on the market and is looking for help in connecting with a girl that he sees at the gym. I thought gyms were supposed to be places of exercise and mental health.
Please. Right.
No, it's still a hookup spot, huh?
That's funny.
I mean, it's not like, you know, a hookup spot. That's not really ever been my MO, but I mean, this woman is gorgeous.
All right, who is she?
Okay, so the situation is like I'm recently divorced. I was married for 17 years.
Jesus.
So this is like dating is a totally new thing for me.
How old are you?
I'm 40.
Do you have kids?
No kids.
Okay, that's good.
That's good.
I don't know. I'm just saying that's... Oh, okay. That makes it easier, I would imagine.
It most certainly does, man. And look, my ex and I are... We're friendly, but that's, you know, it's whatever. It just... We both realized that we needed to have new experiences apart from each other. So,
hey, we're not looking at the rearview mirror, bro. We're straight ahead.
I mean, it's pretty common for 2020, man. COVID's done this to a lot of people. Yes. So don't feel bad.
Right. So you're back out there. True. This is the first time that you have dated in 17 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly. And I think I'm getting the hang of it a little bit, but the girl I'm talking about is, she works at the front desk of the gym.
Okay. And how old is she?
She is, I think she's in her mid-20s.
Okay.
Now, I know I'm 40, but, like, I'm in pretty good shape, and I feel like I've got that going for me. But, you know, I don't think it's that weird.
Can I just pause and tell you all a story? I was in Las Vegas this weekend. Can I tell you a story that happened to me that made me realize that if I ever get back out of the dating scene, so much for dating younger women. Okay.
Please tell
us. Let me tell you what happened. So my best friend is older than me. I have two kids. They are 6 and almost 5. He had kids very, very young. So his daughters are in their 20s. Mm-hmm. And of course, it was Vegas. And they were wearing short dresses and they looked beautiful. And I get a spot for us at the Cosmo, and then they come and join us. Well, uh-huh. There are a lot of people there. There's a couple sitting next to us, and then there was a bridal party that was on the couch against the wall, and we ended up engaging in conversation the whole time, and we were talking, and they stayed, but I left to go back to my room,
yeah.
And as soon as I left to go back to my room, the couple says to my two, I mean, like,
your nieces.
Right, nieces.
Just say nieces. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They say to them, how much did he have to pay you?
Shut
Wow.
Then from the bachelorette party, they all said, we were thinking the same thing too.
Bro.
Hold on, here's Savannah. I was just telling them the story about how the people of the Cosmo thought that I had paid you guys to join me.
Oh my God.
That's straight up true?
Yes. We were just all having drinks, having fun. And then the moment that he walked away, this couple next to us was like, okay, so be honest. Like, how much did he pay you?
Dude.
And we were like, so like, wait, what? Because we were like having fun talking to the couple and they seemed super cool. They were like, yeah, no, like for real. Like, how much? And I'm like, what are you talking about? That's our uncle. And they just were like, oh, okay. And they were like, everyone in here is wondering the same thing. And then this whole bridal party of ugly bachelorette girls.
Like, gosh!
They all were like, yeah, we were all thinking the same thing. And I like yelled like, no, really, like I paid for these drinks tonight. Like,
dude,
no one paid us to do anything.
So much for me thinking I'm young and cool, which I have always thought. Like,
that was it.
You could just see the age difference. That's
sure,
it.
Sure, there it's was not, a, it, right.
Nothing about being young and cool or older cool. Whatever. It's right. Just there's an obvious age difference, and it was obvious you weren't their dad. So the next thing is,
right,
they're your sugar babies.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you. It's about to be a little.
Look, I just want to set the groundwork, Kevin. Okay, so if this does not go well, just know it's not you. Okay. Well,
sure.
It was easy to contact Maddie, so we have her on the phone, and she's been on hold the whole time, so we'll get her. Maddie?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, Maddie.
Hey.
So, Maddie, thank you very much for coming on with us. We really appreciate it. I want to first ask you, I don't want this to be uncomfortable, but it's important. Are you single?
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes, I'm single.
Nice.
How old are you? Can I ask that?
23.
Okay. The other question is, and this is very important, have you ever dated an older man?
I once dated a guy who was 28.
Okay. Not really older. Well, I mean, I guess it is older.
That is older.
Maybe 5 years older. Yeah. Yeah.
That's
I'm
older.
Talking about, like, would you ever be interested in dating someone older, like, say, in their 30s?
Oh, I mean, I don't know.
Would you consider dating a guy that was maybe 40? Or in his 40s?
I don't know. I mean, I've never really had a thing for, like, older guys like, you know, some girls do.
He looks 28, though.
What if he's in really good shape?
Honestly, I think all I could really think about if I dated someone that old would be, like, my dad and his friends.
How old is your dad? Yeah,
that's kind of creepy for me. My dad is 42.
All right. Well, hang on just a second. Can I put you on for just a quick second?
Dating her dad or his friends. Bryce is awesome.
Hey. I'm with her, by the way.
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah.
I don't want to bring you in.
No, I got it, man. Yeah. I appreciate you guys doing that. That way, it won't be weird when I go back.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly, bro. Right. Seriously.
And I want to point out that there probably are girls her age that would be into dating you. No problem. She's just not. You just have to find the right one.
You know what it is? I'm not necessarily interested in dating like a super younger woman. I'm just attracted to her specifically. Oh, okay. You know what I mean? It's not like a creepy, weird thing.
Okay. That's good. Good to know.
Right. No, that's good. That's good.
Good. Good information.
Hey, good luck on your search to find the next woman.
You will.
Yeah. It's all right. I appreciate it, guys.
He's a good sport. I like Kevin, man.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.